We will always use our military might to keep the American people safe. And we, John and I, we will have one clear, unmistakable message for Al-Qaeda and these terrorists. You cannot run. You cannot hide. We will destroy you. But today, our great United States military is stretched thin. We've got more than 140,000 troops in Iraq, almost 20,000 in Afghanistan. I visited the men and women there, and we're praying as they try to give that country hope. Like all of those brave men and women, John put his life on the line for our country. He knows that when authority is given to a president, much is expected in return. That's why we will strengthen and modernize our military. We will double our special forces. We will invest in the new equipment and technologies so that our military remains the best equipped and the best prepared in the world. This will make our military stronger. It'll make it sure that we can defeat any enemy in this new world. But we can't do this alone. We have got to restore our respect in the world to bring our allies to us and with us. It is how we won the Cold War. It is how we won two world wars. And it is how we will build a stable Iraq.